This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm really, really excited to have our next guest on. He is Andy Willen. He is the CEO of Bioelectronics Corp. So he's been on my show a couple of times, but he sure is a hard guy to get a hold of. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, we've gotten a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been on the show. If you would maybe give a little bit about statement of what you guys do and what you're all about.
Well, I think that's important because essentially there's a new understanding of pain, which really fits into our medical device. Essentially, our device is a pulse shortwave device, but it's been honed so that it's a neuromodulation device. So we deliver in the radio frequency. Now, what's important about that is that it's not just trying to generate heat like traditional pulse electromagnetic devices does. It's the pulsing rather than the heat, probably a good way to easily explain it. And so what we're doing is tapping the efferent nerves at this point. And by doing that, we address neurological disorders, which obviously includes chronic pain, overactive bladder, migraine headaches, diabetic neuropathy. So the market opportunity for our product is really very exceptionally large, probably a better word to put it. And so our focus is on the non-invasive neurological disorders or neurological modulation for neurological disorders.
Right.
And we have an extraordinary cost-benefit with our products. Our retail products sell for as low as $9.95 now for the 7-day trial device.
Wow.
We're putting out an $18.95 device, which is essentially one designed for people who want to buy one a month. And then we have the 2-month device, which sells for $29.95. So we're down at, for 720 hours of therapy, for $29.95, we're down to 4 cents an hour for therapy. So, you know, if somebody's wearing it just for a night, it's eight, you know, you're talking about 30 cents for a whole night of therapy, which is exceptionally effective.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. You know, you're competing against IC Hot Relief Therapy, Aleve Direct Therapy, some others. There's probably 10 other devices out there on the market. What differentiates your technology from some of these other ones that want to heal your back and your pains and stuff like that?
I mean, it's a good question. The effectiveness of our device is significantly more important than theirs. The big differentiation, in my mind, between our Attend unit, which is a lot more expensive to use than ours, it's inconvenient. But most importantly, it's not effective over long term. TENS has some appropriate applications, and they can get to some extended treatment. But most of the time, you can't wear that device for more than 20 minutes. Now, the people that were our customers, the focus for our business is chronic pain sufferers.
Absolutely. I'm in that category, my friend.
Well, you shouldn't be. I thought we were friends. You deserve something. But what's important is that what a chronic pain sufferer needs is enough reduction in pain so that they can sleep through the night, get their injury restored, get up the next day and get some exercise, get out of the house, go walk, go to work, or whatever it is. We're the only one that can effectively do that. I always joke we put thousands of people, hundreds of thousands actually, to sleep every night. Because they can put that device on, it keeps the pain down all night, and they get up the next morning, they're refreshed, the pain's still, you keep the device on, the pain's still down, and they go to work and do whatever they want to do. So, effectively, we're significantly better anything else on the market, including the drugs. I mean, the drugs can...
You know, I can testify to what you're saying because my wife wears your technology to bed. And the only small problem that I have is when we turn out the lights, that big green light, it glows pretty bright. But the technology works great.
I tell my wife, she wears that at night too, and well, she's down to one light now. But she looks like a Christmas tree.
My guest today is Andy Willen. He is the CEO and president of Bioelectronics. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. You know, Andy, I have a great staff here, and we get a lot of emails coming in on a daily basis, and you're one of the most popular stocks out there that we get emails on. So let me read some of the emails that people are asking questions about your company.
Please.
A couple of them come in. They want to know what's the story with Amazon, why the quantity of your products is so low. Can you address that?
Yes.
The availability.
I'm getting a lot of inquiry emails, too, from shareholders. The issue is, when we got FDA approved in February, it took us, you know, we had to redo the boxes. So we had to redo the boxes and all the literature to comply with the clearance that we got from the FDA. We got a clearance from the FDA for osteoarthritis of the knee and for the heel pain, or, you know, plantar fasciitis.
Absolutely.
So we had to redo the box, and we wanted to get a box, and I think we did some very constructive things. We put three products up, so we consolidated the back, the knee, and the muscle into one box. And that's where we divided that into two product lines, one for $18.95 for the monthly use, and then the 2 month, the $29.95 product. But that took some time. And so we do have a clearance now for Amazon, but we need to put some additional software in so that we're linking between our Shopify account and Amazon.
So absolutely.
That'll take hopefully another week or two, but not much longer. So while it's up, it's really not up, and we're not really promoting it yet because we're not ready to really launch that. And we want to get the new boxes in. So we have the new box in for the product, so we'll put that up here in the next week or two.
So the accessibility for the product on Amazon will be greatly enhanced here in the next 30 days. Is that fair to say?
Yes. And we've been out selling to the major pharmacy chains and all. But the same thing, you know, they have what they call planograms or phasing in of new products. So, you know, we have to get in line, if you will, with everyone else.
A couple other emails.
You know,
go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
I was going to say, the couple other emails that we had coming in is about the AS, authorized shares, anywhere from, you know, $15 billion to $20 billion. Are you going to do a share buyback? Where are we at in the structure of that?
I don't, given the potential of our platform, and I don't see us doing a buyback in the foreseeable. I mean, the only thing that keeps us back from marketing the LA product, Smart Insole product, we have a new product for chronic wounds and all, is resources. We just don't have enough money, which addresses the issue about dilution. Look, I get diluted more than anyone else, but you do need capital to start, to work. Now, we've spent under $30 million to date. The nearest people we have as a competitor has spent $183 million. Now, if you're taking counting shares, you know, you're talking about how many slices of the pie there are. The shareholders today of this company are significantly better off than anyone. I mean, we haven't spent that much money. So the amount of actual dilution they're having, even though the numbers are staggeringly high, in, you know, the billions, is significantly less. It's a sixth less than our nearest competitor. You know, nearest competitors. I don't want to name.
Right, right, right. Well, that brings
spent over $180 million.
Right. Well, that brings me to my next question. What is your marketing strategy, and how is it different from your competitors?
Big advantage we have is the $9.95 product.
Absolutely.
We started that out. What's distinct about that is we don't have an on and off switch on it. That's two reasons.
Right, it just runs.
Okay, and the second thing is it's important to keep that device on for the first 3 days. I mean, people have had chronic pain for 30 years. They want, you know, instant pain relief. But unfortunately, it does, you know, even though I don't like it, I mean, for a lot of people, they get it in a couple hours. But on average, when we do this, and we have a lot of good survey data of users, like north of 15,000 of them.
Right.
Now, that we know that it's going to take up to 3 days. So we don't want them turning the thing off and then telling us it doesn't work. Now, what's important about that $995 device, which we just jacked that price up in the U.S., because we want to be able to sell it in the store. But here's what happens. They use that device. Chronic pain people are obviously skeptical. They have chronic pain because
Absolutely.
They have not had pain relief.
That's true.
They haven't had pain relief because nothing else works. When we survey, when we find that they have existing pain level about 8.2 on a VAS scale of 10, which means they were very uncomfortable and a lot of pain. Now, we'll get that down 57% in two-thirds of the people that use the product. Now, some of those, that third that we lose, we believe is because they didn't use the product properly, took it off too soon. But it's irrelevant.
Fair to say.
What we know is that based on the trial users, that over half of them become users and have bought 2.7 units in the first year, and that's what the average annual usage of it. That means that for that expenditure that we have on that device, we're getting users, and users are what we were after at the end of the day, just keep rebuying the product. So what we're doing for marketing is I don't envision just going out and advertising on TV every night of the week and spend an inordinate amount of money. The two people that know who those users are, who should use the product, are pharmacists and pain management specialists. Pharmacists can tell you off the top of their head who they've been giving $250 worth of opioids to every month, and they should be using our product and getting the pain relief. And so what we've taken that $995 product for, get it so they can be priced and get on the major chain stores, so you can get it at Walmart and you can get it at Walgreens and CVS and so forth. And we know that from our experience in the UK with direct response marketing, for every person who can get off the couch and go order it online, 4 to 9 people go buy it in the store because they've seen it in the store.
Absolutely.
Okay, so our marketing focus is on chronic pain suffering and the pain specialists who know who they are and the pharmacist. So we'll give the pharmacist and the pain specialist free product. It's cheaper for us to give them that product than to go out and spend megabucks in advertising dollars trying to attract people to come online and try it. The other benefit of the physician is, and the pharmacist is, to give them a little explanation on how to work it. You know, use the therapeutic areas under the antenna, not under the electronic module, and so forth.
That's a great point.
Okay, so we've been driving that up mostly in the UK so far. So our U.S. marketing program is get the $995 product in the store. Get the $18.95 product in the store, and $29.95.
Are you currently in any retail stores right now in America?
No, not really. I mean, we're a couple of miles.
And when do you think that launch is going to come?
September.
No,
we'll get the next planograms are going to be in September.
My guest today is Andy Whelan. He is the CEO and president of a Bioelectronics Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. Their market cap's around $18 million. Their stock's trading about 0007. The float, that's another question I had for you. Is the float still around $18 billion? Is that equal to the authorized share? Where are we at on that metric?
Yeah, essentially what's on the market is the float. I mean, the interesting, at some point we will reverse it, but we're not going to do that until we have a major brokerage firm supporting it. Otherwise, you know.
So tell us a little bit about the sales, if you could. Well, in 2016, you guys did $2.3 million. In 2017, I don't know if you can give us any projections, but, you know, it seems like sales are going to be ramping up in the third and fourth quarter. Can you give us any metrics on that?
Yeah, I think we should be in the $5 million range, depending on how many stores we pick up in the year. I mean, the other part of our marketing strategy is see how fast we can get the prescribers to send them to either Amazon. We're also on going up on Walmart, Jet.com, Costco, and so forth, as we get this software all in place.
And so in closing here, Andy, what is the future for bioelectronics? Where do we go from here for the next two or three quarters? What's the game plan?
Well, I think the basic game plan is we're going to either find a marketing partner that has essentially worldwide distribution. And there's 200 markets out there. Even with all the money, unlimited funds, it takes years to develop the infrastructure.
I agree with you. I agree.
Okay, we're going to either do that or we're going to outsource it with people that do it. Have those resources on an ongoing basis. It just means, you know, if we outsource it, we have to finance it.
Because you guys got too good of a product to be sitting on the shelves here. And the United States is one of the biggest retail markets in the world.
Yeah, and we want to maintain that first in place. And then, you know, we're going to get some reimbursement. We're working on reimbursement. We're doing a cost study to get reimbursed. In the U.S., we will probably not get reimbursement just because, you know, the price is so low.
Right.
We're low
right.
than most copays.
That's true.
We're working on expanding the clinical evidence that shows that our product is a viable alternative or can be used adjunctively in lieu of the opioid. It's really a key issue for us. And then the other things that we're doing is, since we understand the mechanisms of neurological disorders, we're diligently working on getting additional clinical data to show the device works, because we know physiologically it works, but the device works in the clinical environment. So we're going to do migraine headaches right away. We're working on fibromyalgia, which we already know we have a lot of fibromyalgia users out there.
Right,
diabetic,
right.
Diabetic, and keep that going. And at the same time, we need to keep our research going on the physiological evidence on the effectiveness of it. Like on the chronic wound and post-op device, we've accelerated that with additional strength, so we increase the duty cycle. We know that works. We just got to get some hard clinical data.
Absolutely.
To put that on the market.
My
so,
guest
you know,
today, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be busy as heck.
My guest today is Andy Whelan. He is the CEO and president of Bioelectronics. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. I do want to give a disclaimer. I own 3.6 million shares of the company. I bought every one of those shares in the open market. I have received no free shares from Andy or Bioelectronics for anything. I believe in the company. I'm down a little bit, but like I said, I'm in it for an investor. I'm not in it for a trade. I believe they're on the cusp of greatness. Andy, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I think we're plowing ahead. We're trying to be very frugal. And like I said, you know, well, there's been, looks like a lot of dilution. We really haven't spent a lot of money. I mean, we've done this very economically and going to maintain respect for capital and behave.
I appreciate you coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. It's always great to hear from you, and looking forward to having you back on the show in about 50 days.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.